In the name of Jesus, who is Lord of every authority, amen. Not a hair from your head will be destroyed. They gave me over to a centurion named Julius. He was in charge of escorting me to Rome so I could stand trial before the Roman emperor. He found us a ship that would take us from Caesarea, where I had been imprisoned for the last 2 years, to the southwestern coast of Asia Minor. Once we got there, he got us on board a grain ship that was heading to Rome. The weather changed on that leg of the journey, and the winds began to oppose us, forcing us to stop for a time on the island of Crete. The feast of the Day of Atonement passed, and we were deep into the season of fall, which was the most dangerous season for sailing on the Mediterranean Sea. I spoke to the centurion Julius and warned him that we must not continue our journey. I told him that the ship, its cargo, and all of its passengers would possibly be destroyed if they arrogantly continued into the sea in this bad weather. But the ship captain, wanting to get his cargo to Rome and cash in on his payday, and also convinced of the strength of human technology and the intelligence of man to overcome any obstacle, convinced Julius that we should continue the journey. He said we could at least get to the western end of Crete and wait there till the dangerous sailing season was over. Julius ignored my warning and trusted in this human expert. So we got back on the sea, and it seemed as if the human experts were right. The winds were calm, and we were carefully making our way along the coast of Crete. But then suddenly, the wind shifted and started blowing super strong out of the northeast. The winds pushed us hopelessly to the southwest, deep into the Mediterranean Sea. The winds were so strong and fierce that we had to drop our sails lest they be ripped apart. The winds were pushing us rapidly towards Africa and the deadly sandbars off its coast. If we hit those, we would be completely destroyed and far from land. So the sailors dropped the anchor and hoped it would slow us down. It did, but only a little. And then the sky opened up and started dumping torrential rain the next day, so intensely that our ship began to fill with water. And we were starting to sink into the sea. So we began by throwing the ship's expensive and precious cargo overboard to lighten our load. And on the third day, it was still a downpour and not letting up, and we were still too heavy and taking on water. So they threw the ship's gear and equipment overboard. The days and nights rolled on. It was dark and rainy all the time, and we lost track of time. And yet the storm raged on. Eventually, a deep despair set in among even the most sea-hardy. Every single person began to fear. Complete destruction was right around the corner. So I stood up in the midst of these people who were completely paralyzed and frozen in their anxiety, worry, and fear. I told them that our situation was a direct result of not listening to the Creator's word of warning. Because we ignored the Creator's word of warning, we were facing this trouble and catastrophe. But I told them not to give up hope. The angel of the Lord had appeared to me in a dream and assured me that every single person on this boat could be saved if we would but repent and turn to the Creator in trust. The ship and all of its cargo would be lost forever, but our souls would be saved. This brought a new energy into the crew. We had been stuck in this storm for about 2 weeks now, and so the crew started checking the depth of the sea because they suspected we were getting closer to land. They found that the depth was shrinking rapidly, and we were indeed getting close to some shore. They threw all the anchors into the sea and hoped that they would keep the ship from running into the land during the night. Some of the sailors thought they might escape with the ship's small landing boat that was attached to the side of the ship. They were in the middle of escaping in that little ship when I told Centurion Julius that for any of us to be saved, we all had to stay together. He listened, having learned his lesson, and immediately cut loose the landing boat. And then we watched our last safety measure fall away into the sea. All of our human security measures were gone. We were now completely in the Creator's hands. Either He would save us, or nothing would. As the sun began to rise, I gathered the whole ship of 276 people together. I urged everyone to share one last meal together. I assured them that if we trusted in the Creator, that not a hair from your head will be destroyed. And then following in Jesus' example, I took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it into pieces and shared it with everyone on the ship. After eating our fill, we took all the leftover food and grain on the ship and we threw it into the sea. We saved nothing for tomorrow, knowing that the next day was completely in the Creator's hands. And it was. The ship ended up getting stuck on a sandbar in the morning, and as it was being destroyed, all 276 people were able to jump into the sea and either swim or float to shore. We lost everything we had, every single thing. But we washed up on that shore with our souls and lives saved. When I looked back on this journey, I came to realize that it was a beautiful picture of the whole journey of faith. Our lives start with us trying to do whatever we want. The Lord, meanwhile, warns us to stop our selfish pursuits. But we ignore Him, and it leads us into calamity and disaster. And yet the Lord does not give up on us. He wants to save us. But everything we falsely trust in needs to be destroyed in the process of our salvation. And so the Creator allows us to suffer the consequences of our poor decisions. And slowly but surely, we run out of options and ways to save ourselves. All of our possessions and idols and ideas are taken away from us one at a time until we finally hit rock bottom and realize we are completely and totally helpless. And it is there that the Lord reaches out to us again and urges us to just live one day at a time, loving and sharing with those around us. He urges us to turn to Him and trust in His care, His protection, His provision to get us through, letting go of our arrogance so we might submit to Him and each other in complete humility. And when we do, and we let go of everything and submit to Him, we are saved. Not a hair from your head will be destroyed. This is the Lord's promise to you this day. The Lord is there for you, whether you see Him or not, and He will stand up for you and you will be saved. But that journey of salvation will not be fun. It will not be easy, and it will not be painless. You will have to lose everything you have, every single thing. Your ego and sense of self and identity, your belief that you are right and know what you're doing in your life, your family, your career, your possessions and wealth, everything. You can try to resist, but you will not be successful. You will only make things worse for yourself, pushing the pain down the line. You will only delay the inevitable. The Lord is going to strip you down. He is going to tear you down and take everything you have. But He does it because He loves you. And He's saving you from yourself, your arrogance, and your poor choices that are in defiance of His word. Not a hair from your head will be destroyed. What paths have you chosen in life that are in resistance to the Creator, fighting against the winds of where He wants to push you? What habits do you have that are not pleasing to the Lord? In what ways are you fighting against the Lord's will? You may be decades down these paths, deeply entrenched in destructive patterns and choices, but it is not too late to repent. It is not too late to change course. It's not too late to throw your dysfunction and bad habits overboard, into the sea. It's not too late to let go of everything you have. It's not too late to humble yourself and surrender yourself to the Lord. Yes, you will lose everything, and the storms of your life will get crazy, causing everything that you lean on that's not the Creator to sink to the bottom of the sea. But the Creator will still be there, and He will save your soul. So wake up and realize you cannot fix your life or save yourself. Just let go of everything you have and turn to the Lord in complete faith, and you will be saved. Not a hair from your head will be destroyed. Amen.